In Kab.tv, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, reading from the writings of Rav Ash, first volume, page 574.
Let's see that.
What is the making of the covenant in the work? The text says, to pass you through the covenant of the Lord your God, which the Lord your God makes with you today. And Rashi interprets, to pass you through the covenant is in the way of passing. So would the makers of covenant do a partition from this side and a partition from that side, and they would be passing in between. And the text says also, the text also says there, and I make this covenant not only with you alone, because that which we have with us today has been standing today before the Lord our God, and that which is not here with us today. And we need to understand. 1. What is the matter of the making of the covenant in the work? Meaning, what does it give us, that making of a covenant, so that by that we will have a correction in work? 2. What Rashi explained, that the makers of covenants would be making a partition from this side. What does this imply to us in the work? 3. What does it imply to us in work, that which is with us today has been standing today, and that which is not today with us? What are these two times in the work? Baal HaSulam said, what is the virtue of making a covenant? Because seemingly it is something redundant. Because why are they making a covenant between them? Since they have come to the view that they need to love one another. And since they do love one another, what does the making of the covenant add? And he said, since there are times that they might reach a situation where each one sees on the other that he is misbehaving with him. And if so, he should hate the other one. And when he makes a covenant with him, it means that even if he sees that he is behaving with him improperly, he would still go above reason and say, since I have made a covenant with him, I'm not going to break that covenant. It follows that the covenant is not for the present, but for the future. That it is possible that the love between them will cool down. Hence they make a covenant so that the future will also be as now in the present. The essence of the work in Torah and Mitzvot is that when you start walking on the path that leads to Lishma, meaning at the time that a person started the work, you start in Lolishma. As our sages said, a man should forever engage in the Torah in Lolishma, and from Lolishma we come to Lishma. Because of that, the beginning of one's work was with energy and desire, because he would see that by keeping the Torah and Mitzvot, he will reach happiness in life. Otherwise, he wouldn't even start. Hence, in the beginning of one's work, meaning at the time that he's still engaging in it, lolishma, that means that as long as he's working, he's looking at the reward that he's going to get following his work. And therefore, he has strength for the work. Since it is as in corporeality, a person is used to work in a place where it is well known that he is going to get a reward for his work. Otherwise, a person is incapable of working for free if it's not for his own benefit. And only at the time that he sees that he will get something out of his work for his own benefit, he has the strength to work with a desire, since he's then looking at the reward and not at the work. And the work is not even taken into account if a person realizes that with this employer, he is getting double the reward than when he was working with the previous employer, before he came to this workplace where they pay double. This means that according to the measure of the reward, to that extent, the work becomes easier and smaller. By that we can explain in the way of the work that the matter of making a covenant, the meaning would be that when a person takes upon himself the work, even in Lolishma, he has to make a covenant with the Creator that he is going to serve him whether he has a desire for it and whether he doesn't have a desire for it. But we need to understand, what does the desire depend on? It depends only on the reward. That is, at the time that they pay a big reward, then the desire for the work does not cease. And only at the time that the reward is in doubt, then the desire for the work passes away and one shifts to rest. Which means that then he feels a greater taste in rest. So much so that he says, I give up this work. Someone else who wants to do this work can do it, because this is not for me. And the making of the covenant is that at the time that he started walking in this work, even in Lolishma, and since now he has a desire for the work, otherwise who could force him to enter the work of God? Therefore the person should now make a covenant and say, even if some time of dissent will come, meaning that he will have no desire for the work, nevertheless, he takes upon himself not to look at his desire, rather to work as though he had a desire. And this is called making a covenant. However, we need to understand what is the reason that he came to a state of dissent. We see in corporeality, when a person works in order to receive a reward, does the matter of ascent and descent apply there? Why is it that in the work of God we do see that there are ascents and descents? And we should understand this matter in two manners. One, even in the state of Lolishma, that is, when one works in order to receive a reward, however, we can understand that reward only in the aspect of faith, because there is no reward for a mitzvah in this world. It means that you do not get any reward for the mitzvot in this world, rather one will receive the reward in the next world. As it says, to do them today and to receive the reward tomorrow, that is, in the next world. And since the basis of the reward depends on faith, as it says, and you can trust your employer that he will pay you a reward for your actions. And you should know that the payment of the reward for the righteous is in the future. And it is known that regarding faith, there are ups and downs, because the whole matter of faith is about believing above reason. This means that a person sometimes has the strength to go above reason in a place where faith contradicts reason. Let's say, as an example, that he can have 20% of faith against reason, and those 20% which are against reason, one is able to overcome. But sometimes he sees that a change has occurred, since now he sees that faith is in contradiction to the extent of 30%. And he's not yet immune to such an extent that he'll have the strength to overcome and walk in faith. Therefore, then he has to fall from his state where faith was shining for him. And this is what causes him descents and ascents, that this is not according to his strength of overcoming. Whereas, with a corporeal reward, the matter of faith is not relevant to the reward. Hence, in corporeality, there's no room to say that he has a descent in his corporeal work. And this is because the matter of the faith is in this world, and it doesn't require any faith. Two, in the state of Lishma, where there is no reward for one's work. What causes the descent is also the reason that all of his work is based on faith. However, there is a difference here. It's not about the reward, it is about the landlord, the employer. That is, to the extent that he believes in his employer, that he is so important that it is worthwhile to serve him. That is, that it is a great privilege to serve the King of all kings, that he will pay you a reward for your work. This means that the reward for the work is the extent of the faith in the greatness of the Creator. Since in the nature of creation, there is great pleasure for one if he is serving an important person. As with the well-known allegory that we see that if an important Rav comes and he wants to let someone take his package or suitcase to the taxi, the carrier will surely take money for that. But if the Rav will give it to a disciple, certainly his disciple will take no reward for that work. Because the servitude, the fact that he's serving the Rav, that is his reward, and he doesn't need any more than that. Accordingly, the meaning of "and you can trust your employer" will be according to the extent of faith that one has in the greatness of the Creator, to that extent is the magnitude of the reward. It is measured by the extent of faith that one has in the greatness of the Creator. It follows accordingly that at the time that one believes that the Creator is truly very great, then one's reward is also very great. And if his faith in the Creator is not that great, necessarily the reward is also not that great. It follows accordingly that whether one works in Lishma and whether he's working in Lolishma, the whole basis is only over faith. However, the difference is in that. In Lolishma, the faith is about the reward. In Lishma, the faith is about whom are we working for, which means that the greatness of the pleasure depends on the greatness of the Creator. As the sages said, Rabbi Elazar says, know whom you are toiling before and who is your employer who will pay you a reward for your actions. And this is again that we need to believe in the greatness of your employer, because on that it depends that he will pay you a reward for your actions. Meaning the greatness of the reward depends on the greatness of the employer who is the Creator. It means that there is a difference in the pleasure whether a person is serving the greatest man in town, or he's serving the greatest man in the state, or he's serving the greatest man in the whole world. And by this the reward is measured, meaning according to the greatness of the king. And since the basis is faith, therefore there are ups and downs here. And this is because, so long as a person is not rewarded with permanent faith, there must be ups and downs. By this it turns out that it is possible that a time will come when the love between them will cool down. Therefore now, in the beginning of one's work, he takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven, so that it will be through the signing of a covenant, whether the body agrees to be the servant of the Creator, and whether the body does not agree, he takes everything upon himself, that there would be no change. Rather, that he will say, I've spoken once, and I'm not going to change that. Rather, I will go above reason, based on what I've taken upon myself at the time of the making of the covenant in the beginning of the work. By this we can understand what Rashi explained, to pass you through the covenant in the way of passing. This is what the makers of the covenants would be doing, a partition from this side and a partition from that side, and they'd be passing in between. And we should explain this, as we said above, that the way of the makers of the covenant implies that sometimes a time would come when there would be a partition from here, meaning a partition that separates this one, and a partition from that side, meaning that the other one will also have a partition that is separating. Meaning, even if both of them have a partition that stops the love that they had between them, nevertheless they take upon themselves now that they will not separate themselves from each other. Rather, that they will remind themselves of the making of the covenant that they had. And by this, there will be the possibility that the covenant will not be broken. And they pass in between, which means that they are passing over the separation that was done between them, and it is all through the force of them making that covenant. And in the work, the meaning would be that a person must make a covenant with the Creator, that as he has now started work, and surely now he feels love towards the Creator. Otherwise, who could cause him to take upon himself the burden of keeping the burden of the kingdom of heaven? Now he has to make a covenant with the Creator for eternity. Meaning, even if a time will come that he will feel that the love for the Creator has cooled down in him, he will remember the covenant that he has made with the Creator. But in work, we have to remember that the matter of making a covenant between the Creator and man, it could be that the love would cool down only between the man and the Creator. But how is it relevant to say that the love would cool down for the Creator? This means that since the making of the covenant applies to both of them, it sounds as though it is possible that there would be a descent for both of them regarding the making of the covenant. But how are any changes or a descent relevant to the Creator? Bala Sulam said that between man and the Creator it applies what it says, as water is for the face, so is man's heart to the man. And he explained about what it says, and now if I'm favored by you, please tell me your way so that I will know how to be favored by you. And he asked, how did Moses know by saying, if I'm now favored by you? And he replied that before that it says, and you have said that I will know you by the name, and also that I have been favored by you, or liked by you. From that, Moses knew that he was favored by the Creator, since the Creator was favored by Moses, which is according to the rule, as the water of the face is to the face, so is man's heart to men. By this we can explain that the fact that we say that the love cools down in a person, and that person feels that he is in a state of descent, meaning that now he doesn't have so much love for the Creator as he had in the beginning of his work, this causes this person to feel that the Creator also does not love him and does not listen to his prayer, to whatever the person is asking of the Creator. And this causes the person a greater descent, because the person then feels doubts about what it says, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. And he then thinks that the Creator has no connection with the created beings. And this causes him great descents, since he becomes weaker each time regarding his faith. It follows that even though with the Creator it's irrelevant to talk about any change, however, with the person, because of what he said, as the water of the face is to the face, he feels this way. And this is according to the rule that all the changes that we learn about in spirituality is all according to the receivers. By this we can understand what we asked. What is in the work, what it says, that which is with us today is standing today before the Creator. That the making of the covenant is whether he is now standing today before the Creator, which is in a time of ascent. Rather, he is taking upon himself that even if a time of descent will come, which is called, and that which is not with us today before the Lord our God, that he does not feel that he is standing before the Lord our God, nevertheless, he takes upon himself above reason not to look at anything, rather that he will remember the making of the covenant, and this will be in a state that it does not fall.